When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, brought to you today fresh from the morning run. I've started running. I hate running. It's rubbish and boring. The thing is, I've also said, people say, why don't you just take a walk? The thing is, what I said in life, you've got to work out what pace you move at. The trick in life is to work out what you are and to go with it. Otherwise, you're just trying to be something you're not, and that doesn't work. And I do everything at a million miles now. I eat fast, I talk fast, I want to do all my jobs in sort of 10 minutes, which means, you know, the word shoddy springs to mind. And like for walking, I kind of figure in that running is like walking. Sorry, that's a bit, got a bit there. Running is like walking, but quicker. So I can't be doing, it just takes too long. It's fine. Well, we're surrounded by Chiltern Hills. We're surrounded by lovely scenery. But yes, I started running. I'm like a Strava thing. Anyone on Strava? I mean, I've only just admitted it because some of the efforts up to now have been woefully inadequate. But we're kind of getting up to a pace. Also, I think I got a bit poorly back in November time. Well, we got the depression thing, didn't we? I mean, it's apparently, according to my friend, mood follows action. So I have to, you do exercise, you feel better. So we've got to go back to the gym, back to the warehouse gym. And also during the October, November last time when I started with a new firm, when I was up in Inverness, I must have got some kind of bug. It might be one of these COVID-related things, I don't know. But I was tramping in the cab and I was struggling to breathe. And since then, I've always had a little bit of a rattle. And I'm thinking, well, you know, you can go to the doctors, you can get pills for this kind of things. Alternatively, maybe try and have a go yourself, like. So I thought, well, I'll just try and get a bit more. Anyway, enough about that. You're not in for here. You're in for courier stuff. Courier, what's going on in the courier world today, Pete? Well, this week's video was just my luck. And I kind of thought, a lot of you would go, yeah, same thing's happened to me. Yeah, exactly. It happens to me all the time. Nobody, just me. but there you go. Paul Oldfield said, standard brakes, that's the answer. It would be nice, wouldn't it? Back in the good old days, I remember when, you know, I'm pretty sure that when I was young, shops used to shut on a Wednesday afternoon. And on a Sunday. We were no worse off. If you didn't have it, you survived. You know? And the sort of, you got your neighbours, you know, thinking I'll borrow some milk, that kind of thing, like, you know, but it's never going to happen, of course. But it would be a lovely idea. Vamoose says, everyone scarpers when the lorries arrive. Yeah, the lorries arrive all the time. Having said that, everyone scarpers. I've seen that. I've been at the next distribution centre where there's four or five lorries all parked in a bay, and I walked in, and there's like three ewes leaning on the back of a pump truck looking at a telephone. Thinking, lads, do you want to get one of these done? We've all got places to go, you know. So Petrol Patrol says, they could have had their break later. It only took them 15 minutes. They could have done it first. It's a bit rude leaving the driver sitting outside for 20 minutes. I suppose sometimes yes, sometimes no. And if you've got drivers, you go, all right. And I have had fork truck drivers before. And this is the thing. You want to be nice to fork truck driver. Never push them. You turn around and go, you know, it's all right, mate, whatever you want to do. I'm here to help you. Anything I can do to help. And then you're much more likely to get the, all right, I'll unload you first, open your curtains. As opposed to, yeah, is that right, mate? You're in a hurry, are you? You sit there. So Beard of the Shire says, I'd close the curtains when they come off a break and tell them you're on break and block the yard. Yeah, but that's kind of, it's an idea. It's cutting my own nose off to spite my face. I'm day rate, so I get done when my day is done. If I decide to delay everything for 20 minutes, all I'm doing is delaying myself. If I was on an hourly rate, maybe, yeah, but again, no. Get it done. Might be a new catchphrase in there somewhere. No, I like my one I've got already. Andy Darwin says, were you picking up from the county council? Were I picking up from the county council, I'd probably still be there. So, no. And Shane Hardy says, they see you, Pete. Yeah, this is probably the most accurate one. They see you, Pete. There's no other YouTuber and run. It's probably a matter of you arrive at the wrong time. It's not a matter that you arrive at the wrong time. It's a case of, oh my God, it's that geezer on the channel. Quick hide. Makes perfect sense. Yeah, no, I really thought a lot of you would turn around and go, I get it all the time. It just seemed to be that day. Rocked up. Yeah, they're on break. Got to the next place. I was sort of like a wait and return. Yeah, we've just gone on break. Brought it back again. I bought it. So, oh, yeah, the management have just gone on lunch. I'm like, what? How is it every time I get somewhere, there's nobody here? Mm-hmm. So, we also did the video on delivering to the XL. I will be doing another one coming up on delivering to NEC. Got the NEC next week. Another one of those sort of exhibition show things. But obviously, I've got a few videos backed up. We haven't done that Anglesey yet. That's got to go out. And Harrods has got to go out. Which wasn't actually Harrods, it's Brighton. But we'll do them two first. But yeah, I kind of, because they take so long to edit, I've got a little bit ahead of myself. Just to give myself a bit of peace of mind, like, you know, so they're going on. Anyway, delivering the XL. Steve Campbell says, I hate collecting from there. It's one of those things that the first time you do it, it's an absolute noise. But when you've done it two or three times, you go, right, okay, I don't take that turn off at the roundabout because that takes me around the Mickey Mouse Lane by the Holiday Inn. You go carry on and down. And you could just, right, I park up here, go to that cabin. You're all right as well. It depends. I mean, I've been in there where there's been like two people in front of me in the cabin or no people in the cabin. And I've been in there where there's been 50 people in the cabin. And it's like, oh, okay, fine. Which will probably be me next week. I know Steve Campbell also says, oh, because the thing about the accident with the old the funeral pile-up, bit of a shocker, you know. So he says, actually, you need private hire, driver's hire to drive a hearse as they're effectively executive taxi drivers. Oh, I just put me straight on that one, Steve. And Dale Steele says, I reckon the dead bodies and the coffees came back to life, hence the ambulance. It does make you wonder why there was an ambulance there. I guess there were probably people involved in an accident. Bit of whiplash, bit of shock. It's good to have the people on our side, isn't it? So, right, that was the miscellaneous. We got quite a bit of miscellaneous today, but before we get onto that, we've got a couple from the wise guys. Steve Campbell says, he says it's easy to get a van, an O license for a van and a trailer, and then it's for 3.5 ton van and 3.5 ton trailer, which gives you a payload greater than a 7.5 ton lorry. This is to do with the guy who said, can I get a trailer and move stuff to Europe? It does give some flexibility over lorry, as you could have one van with multiple trailers, not towing at the same time, obviously. Goods vehicles over 2.5 ton in Europe will need an O license too. And then he said, my boss has been looking into these mini Arctics with a 3.5 ton crew cab with a fifth wheel coupling and either single or twin axle trailers. That way you can carry more in one of these trailers than in a 7.5 ton. For example, we looked at a Sprinter van twin cab with a fifth wheel, which weighs in with a fuel tank at, call it 2.5 ton unladen, and a gross of 3.5 ton with a single axle, 9 meter trailer, curtain side body. So basically saying empty, it weighs in at 3.5 ton, I think, with the trailer. The body weighs in at 1,100 kilos. A gross of 3.5 ton. So the total outfit unladen is 3,580 kilos, which gives a potential payload of seven. Yeah, so what he's saying, you would still need an O license, but he's saying with like a Sprinter cab and with like, it's like a mini lorry by the sounds of things. It's got a Sprinter cab and it locks onto like a 1 ton trailer, which means you could have a 3.5 ton payload. Whereas your average 7.5 ton lorry weighs 5 ton, so you only have a 2.5 ton payload. Interesting. Now, we've got quite a long one from Nick the Urban Trucker. Now, Nick and Steve do have a tendency to disagree. From my point of view, I just read the stuff out. I'm not here for a war. I'm here to pass the information on. What you do with the information is up to you. Don't take anything at face value. Always be sceptical. Go out on Google. Speak to the ministry. You find out. All I do is I pass on what other people say. I'm kind of the conduit, the mouthpiece. Big mouth. So, Nick the Urban Trucker. He says, Pete, on the subject of the guy who's thinking of using a 3.5 ton trailer and hiring reward for hiring reward on UK European work. As has been rightly said, he would need a standard international operator's license if he wanted to go into Europe due to the vehicle being over 2.5 ton. And it says man, don't know what that means. He would also have to apply for his UK license for the community and register his trailer for European work. Normally you see a white number plate on the back of a trailer with one letter and seven numbers on it. This is a requirement for all commercial trailers over 750 kilos. Now, if he was to only to do work in the UK, there is a small trailer exemption. That's the first part. Paragraph 3 of Schedule 1 of the Goods Vehicle Act says exempts from operating licensing a small goods vehicle forming part of a vehicle combination, not being an articulated combination, where all the vehicles in combination, excluding any small trailer, have a plated weight not exceeding 3.5 kilos, 3.5 ton. I don't even know what that means. I just read it out. A small trailer is defined under the Act as a trailer with an unladen weight not exceeding 1,020 kilos. Why 20 kilos? Why not just 1 ton? I'm sure they had their reasons. This trailer does not need to be included when calculating the 3.5 ton limit. However, under another regulation, it just gets complicated, doesn't it? I'll tell you what, if anybody wants to read it, it's quite informative, and it will be in there in the comments of that last two. I might try and post it underneath or something like that. But I'm just going to say thank you very much for everybody who contributes all the stuff. The guy who's out there who's decided whether or not to get in, to do the small removals to Europe. If I was him, I'd be doing this by now. Because it's just so massively complicated. The whole thing is just so involved. I've always said that about lorries. There is money in lorries, but they're involved. If you just get in a van, you can just turn the key and it goes, have you passed your test? Yes. Have you got insurance, van insurance and hire auto insurance? Yes. On you go then. It's a lot easier. Still, I still prefer the truck. But yeah, like I say, thanks very much for the input there, Nick. There's plenty to be read on there. If you're interested or it applies to you, please go out in the comments, feed it all in. So, miscellaneous.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paul Oldfield said, this was to do with the fact that last week I managed to record everything on super speed. I think I'm on the right speed now. I hope so. He said, hi, that's what I call age-related technical challenges. Yeah. Oh, that's what I call moron, but there we go. Don't worry, we all suffer from it due one time or another. As for the AdBlue, now we've been talking about the AdBlue recently. It's extremely corrosive and does put wear and tear on your engine. Euro 7 coming soon. This is Euro 7 coming soon as brake dust, in 3! Are we getting Euro 7? I doubt it. I don't think so. I think it's battery now, isn't it? Battery powered vehicles, not the way to go. Hygiene is the other problem with EV. There is a worldwide shortage in EV technicians, mechanics. So, well, it's going to go the way it goes. Strikes me with the electric vehicles. They're selling well when they're new, but the resale market isn't great. And I don't know. I just don't know. It's kind of at me. I just drive the ones I've got. Baz in a van says, because there was the other debate, should you be in a little van, should you be in a big van if you're going on the exchange? Little van, big van. If you're comfortable driving a big van, you can always quote on a car to extra long wheelbase jobs. And you'll get some of them. I got an extra long wheelbase and 40% of my work I get are small van car jobs. So look for a high payload van and you can get the right. So basically saying you've got a lot more scope to get jobs. I always said that you can do in a Luton van, you can do Luton van jobs down to motorcycle jobs. If you happen to go down to Southampton and there's an envelope that needs to be taken from Southampton back to Dunstable, you can bid on it. You can give them a cheap price because it takes you home anyway, and you can just get yourself home. Like this is about 25 to 30% of all the work. But an extra long wheelbase can do 60-70% of the jobs. Yeah. I mean, there are jobs you can't do. For example, there are certain things like if you're in a Luton van and then it says height restriction. Yeah, I can't get in there. Or sort of, it must be a small vehicle. It's in going to a car park. So it must be under sort of 2.4 meters. You're like, well, okay, I don't know, 2.4 meters in fairness. Yeah, I don't know. Of jobs and cities. But yeah, I mean, I agree with him. I personally, I would always hanker towards the larger vehicle, but then I don't, what do I know? So Alici also has comments on this one. Small van versus big man. Big van, he said. I still use my trusty short wheelbase T5. I charge £1 a mile for a short wheelbase job, 90p for a small van. Almost most of my work is small van. Surely it comes down to overall costs. A small van will cost you less on insurance and fuel plus extra running costs. I get 40 miles per gallon out of my van, which is okay for short wheelbase. Some small vans can get well over 50. How much miles per gallon does the long wheelbase or Lutons get? That's a good point. I wonder if a small van makes the most profit per mile after taking out all the running costs, and he could well be right. Ultimately, it comes down to you. As I always say, you do you. If you want a small van, get a small van. If you want a truck, get a truck. If you want an aeroplane or a submarine, go learn to fly an aeroplane or drive a submarine. Do you drive a submarine? You sail a submarine? I don't know. My cousin Daniel was on a submarine. One of the military ones. He was on a documentary. That's not relevant in any way, shape, or form. But yeah, you do you. I didn't even get a drink though, I just lifted it up. Right, this is ba 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 Bathsheba. What ba ba loo ba ba what? Bye bye. I recently had to replace, because this is the fact that you're replacing some of these vans, despite the fact there's nothing wrong with them, which is really frustrating. You've got your old van that you love, like me old mate Ken, who's had to get rid of it. He's becoming very disillusioned with the market, so I think he's going. I think he's joining Ocado. Once again, not relevant. I recently had to replace my Suzuki Carry, which is perfect for the job, for my job and area I work in. As usual, I was skint and had to apply for a loan, and they really pushed buying an electric van. I explained that I live in Cornwall, where chargers are rare and a hen's teeth, and that I also live on a boat, so home charging could be a problem. Shame you can't get electricity from water, isn't it? Well, you can. There's hydro. You get hydroelectricity from water. And water, as far as I can work out, is hydrogen and oxygen. If you can split it up, hydrogen is pro H2O. One part hydrogen, two parts oxygen. Split it up. There's lots of hydrogen there. Hydrogen. Hydrogen motor is the way forward. I think the problem is the size of the tank. Gone off on a tangent again. So charging could be a problem. Surely no one would buy an electric van unless they aren't using it for a local sort of. Our local co-op bought one for home deliveries and spends more time on charge than on the road. Rural areas are always going to be a challenge for electric anything. My neighbour's lost his electric push bike in the water and managed to fish it out and then put it on charge. Surprisingly, it started to smoke. You've got images of push bike going. Yeah, going in the water, that was a bit tough. Oh, I feel better now. I think he has dementia. So he sent off for a new battery. Anyway, I now have a Vauxhall Combo, but I really miss my Suzuki. Bah, 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 Shiba, thanks very much for your comment, mate. Right, we also spoke about the AdBlue thing, and we've gone through the concept of getting your vehicle remapped and is it a good idea? And on the whole, I've spoken to Nick the Urban Truck, I've spoken to a few people. Don't do it. Just don't do it. And for the cost of the AdBlue, better for the environment. Okay, you might put stress on your motor, but and Nick, I spoke to him this week. He made the point, and Godzilla's also makes the point. Easy way of getting caught for getting your vehicle from mapped out by AdBlue. You have to retain your seats from its purchase. Driving around in a Euro 6 truck and having nothing to show, he says, "Well, where'd you get your AdBlue from?" Sort of. Well, every time you fill up with diesel, but you're not filling up with AdBlue. What are you getting from an IBC? Okay, show me the receipt. I've got a mate. I give him cash. They're not gonna buy it. And if you do that, then you're in trouble. Loss of operators, up before the magistrate, all that. Alternatively, once every 2 weeks, you've got to put in 35 quid worth of AdBlue. That's as easy, isn't it, really? So, Ian Jackson, he says, yes, we do, because you know there's a couple of copy videos out there. He says, I remember car dealers talking about a bag of sand. No one. I know one or two people that used to refer to a grand as a bag. Because it gets complicated. How much is it? It's a bag. Bag of what? What, a bag of money? Bag of frogs? Bag of spoons? What do you mean a bag? What kind of a bag? No, a bag. Bag of sand. Grand. Why is that grand? I used to say piano. I'll let you work it out. I remember car dealers talking about bags of sands, as in how much four bags. Does that include the vodka? Vodka and tonic, VAT. Arthur Daly's favourite drink in the Winchester Club. VAT on the slate, please, Dave. Contemporary reference for the 18 to 25 year olds there. And finally, Penny Dreadful says it's like a market trader dialect. It is a market trader dialect. We can have our own way. Right, that's it. Sunday Q&A. Enjoy the bank holiday weekend. You never get to keep it. I will be enjoying my extra day off this week, and then next week I'll be losing my extra day off because I'm going to Birmingham to pick up some pushchairs. That's what we do. We take care and take money.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.